Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RL?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to, my arms are out right now, and I'm embracing all of my listeners, my new listeners, my elder listeners, not elder, my older listeners. You know, this show is really, really growing, and I think it's my listeners, not I think, I know it's my listeners that have been spreading the word. Why am I here? Who am I? What is this show about? Reality, spirituality, what the hell? This show is about sharing with you, my dear listeners, what I have learned on my journey. You know, there are 7.2 billion people on this planet, and we all are as individual as our fingerprints. We all have our individual journeys, our individual lessons, our individual experiences. And when I was younger, I've shared this before, but this is for my new listeners, so please bear with me. When I was younger, I asked the universe for two things. When I say younger, I mean in my teens, you know, when you blow your candles out on the birthday cake and you make a wish, or you throw money in the pond or the fountain, you make a wish. I always asked for the same two things. I asked to, number one, live to my potential, whatever that looks like, whatever that means, and number two, to be happy. And I spent decades of my life searching for this feeling of happiness, searching for this feeling of internal peace, and I thought, that I could get it or I could find it getting married to the man of my dreams, who I actually need to call him and say Happy Father's Day. I'll do that right after the show. And we're not together now, but we're really, really good friends. Little backstory. And thinking that marrying Prince Charming, having the perfect wedding, which it was, living in the perfect community, which I did, traveling to Switzerland, which I did, all over the world, and it just never, never stuck. In fact, I was on this roller coaster, feeling good, feeling bad, feeling good, feeling bad. And you know what? I started reading books. The first book I read, The Road Less Traveled, and the first sentence in that book was, "Life is hard." And I used to believe that. I used to believe that life was hard, but I've discovered that it's not hard. What life is, what I discovered was the truth about what I have control over and what I don't have control over. And the bottom line is the only thing, I don't have control over what happens to me. Let me tell you something, because if I did, I would not have the things that happened to me would not have happened. This is not my plan. This life is really not my plan. It's the universe's plan. And everything that happens to me, and I like to talk about me because I don't want to pretend that I know about you, but I can share what's happened to me. Everything that's happened to me, if I look back on it and I really think about it and I really analyze it and I really drop all of the ego, everything that's happened is for my betterment. Health issues, financial issues, relationship issues, parent issues, child issues, everything that has happened is really there for a good reason. Now, I might not feel like it in the middle of it, but now at this stage in my life, I know it. And when I know that everything that's happening, regardless what it looks like, regardless of what it looks like, for example, 2 weeks ago, I'm in the middle of the street and my car just stops working and, you know, I'm right in the middle of the street, a car that had just been just on its last leg, and I was just hoping against hope that, you know, okay, I don't want to have to get a new car. I don't want to have to get another car, car payments, you know, hoping against hope, but you know what? Everything that happens, happens for a great reason. Now, is that just me? No, my dear listeners, that includes you too. That includes you. I have control over my perspective. I can choose how I want to look at any situation, and I can focus on what's wrong with the situation, or I can focus on what's right with the situation. I have a lot of people in the queue that want to speak with me, and I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to you, callers. Don't worry. Just give me a couple more minutes because this is for my new listeners. I'm here to share with you what I've learned about how to navigate, how to create a foundation where you will feel secure, you will feel at peace, you will know that everything that you are experiencing is something good. What? Is something good. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. We are energy, and with that said, whatever energy you are emitting, if whether it's sadness, whether it's irritation, whether it's joy, whether it's resentment, whatever you are emitting, you are going to be attracting. So it's very, very important, in my humble opinion. One of the other things that I have control over is my personal vibration. That's what I wanted to say, is my personal vibration. So with that, my personal vibration, your personal vibration is your responsibility. No one can make you happy. No circumstance can make you happy. All of that comes from within. Everything that happens to you or doesn't happen to you comes from within. These external circumstances, quite frankly, are illusions. It's not real. It's not the truth. What is true and what is real is you are a physical extension of the universe. What does that mean? That means that the universe is feeling, is experiencing this life through you. This universe is experiencing the life through you. So whatever you decide, and it is a choice, your emotions, that's right, your emotions are a choice. I don't care what happens. You can choose them. So the universe is experiencing all of it through you. Now, are emotions of sadness or irritation or anger, is there something wrong with those emotions? No. I'm not saying anything because, remember, there are no mistakes. There's nothing wrong with those emotions. But let me tell you this, what I've learned. I don't know about you, but it doesn't feel good to hold on to anger. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to be irritated. It doesn't feel good anymore. Let me strike this. Because years ago, oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding? I was the queen of arguing, and I won all my arguments. I won every single one. Even if I had to say whatever I had to say and I left the room, I won every single argument because I was right about everything. So what I'm trying to tell you, hey, welcome Byte Radio. What I want to tell you is that this wanting to be right, getting angry, not being able to forgive, not being able to accept others the way they are, honestly, it doesn't feel good to me anymore. Arguing doesn't feel good. You know what feels good, and this is the topic of today's show. Priorities. What are your priorities? My priority, my only priority, is to be at peace with everything that happens, with all of my circumstances. And let me tell you something, I'm going to figure out how to make that happen. I mean, that's my assignment. I'm in school, I'm in class, I'm in this universal class 24/7. I am conscious 24/7. The only time I zone out, maybe if I'm watching television or if I'm doing something that I really need to concentrate on, but let me tell you, when I'm talking to anyone on the phone, when I'm engaging, when I go throughout my day, I am conscious. And being conscious and being self-aware is one of the keys to being able to create this peace in your life regardless of what happens. Whew, that's a lot. So let me say, people in the chat, if you have a specific, oh, look at, some people can't, now listen, when I started the show, I had 5 people holding. Isn't that interesting? And now, who knows why, but now I only have a couple people holding, and I'm going to go right to my first caller. My first caller is in area code 856, and you've been holding, and good for you. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on with you today?
I was just wondering if you might be able to pick up anything about career prospects for me.
Are you a first-time listener?
No.
You've listened before?
I sure have.
Okay. Well, that's good. I love that. Now, so you want me to feel if you have any jobs that are coming up, correct?
Yes. Permanent.
Permanent jobs, okay. And since I've talked to hundreds of people on this radio show, I really want to say thousands. My ego wants to say thousands, but I'll just say hundreds. Give me a little bit of refresher of what we talked about before. Just like a couple sentences through. Give me a little background.
I've wanted to know about future prospects for jobs in the past. I've also wanted to know about where I might move and purchasing a home.
Okay, and what did I give you any information the last time when you called in? I mean, what did I say the last time? Because I have a feeling I know what I said, but I just want to know if you took anything of what I said to heart.
Well, I'm to be honest, I'm not really sure because it sounds like every time I call, it's like I'm supposed to get an opportunity coming up and nothing happens. And I'm just, I don't know what to think anymore if it's not going to happen.
Okay. Let me help you with that. One of the things that I had to, first of all, and let me say thank you for calling, and thank you for calling back, and thank you for being so open to share your story. Whether you know it or not, people listen to the show, podcast, or even live, and your question or your circumstance, first of all, you are special, but circumstances, I hear this a lot, and what I'm feeling is that your foundation or the core, your foundation is, and just put your seatbelt on this one, sweetie, because you know, is lack, a little bit of lack of trust. Trust that the universe has a divine plan for you, my dear Laura. A divine plan. And trust that the universe is going to put you and place you exactly where you need to be. in every moment of your life, in every moment of your journey. Do you trust that? Do you know that?
I know there's a plan. I just don't necessarily trust that I'm always on board with whatever that plan is.
Honey, come on. Join the club. Please, are you kidding me? You're preaching to the choir. Do you think I'm always, I used to always be on board with this universal plan? It's crazy the way they plan things out, right? They, you know, but come on. They leave me with, it's kind of like a never-ending story that doesn't have an ending that I'm happy with, right?
Do you have a clue what my plan is so you can clue me in on it so I at least have a heads up?
Yes, I do have a clue about your plan. You ready? But it's not going to be what you want to hear. But I do have the truth about your plan. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. You are. This is the issue. Okay. Let me just back up a little bit. There are two separate entities, two separate voices that I hear in my head. There's the universal voice. Have you heard me talk about this?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
There's the universal voice and there's the ego. And the ego, we're not hating on the ego, but the ego wants me, and I have to say you too, wants you to feel anxious, wants you to feel like, oh, gee, this is not exactly what I wanted. Oh, this is not what I signed up to. Can you adjust what's happening, universe? Can you make some adjustments to your plan? You're actually not satisfied with what is unfolding. And the more you're not, see, this is the thing. You have not surrendered. You have not totally surrendered to knowing that the universe has your back. You still think that you want to have control over, or you think you want to have control over what's happening. And I'm here to tell you, hand up in the air, I was a number one control freak, a controlaholic. I even say it in my latest book, controlaholic. I wanted to control everything. Now, it sounds crazy, but why would I want to come up with a plan that is different than what the universe has planned for me?
Well, I was just hoping to find out about a job.
But see, this is the thing. You're being anxious and wanting to know. What I'm saying is not surrendering. Can you actually? Okay, close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes and let's take some. Let me slow this down a little bit. Let's take some deep, 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 deep breaths. Close your eyes and take some deep breaths. And let me know when you've gotten to a place where you're a little bit more relaxed. Take your time.
Okay.
Yeah. I would really, and the universe is asking you, to trust and surrender and relax with wanting to know. In other words, the universe is really asking you to be at peace with uncertainty. Be at peace with uncertainty. That's one of your assignments. That's one of your lessons. That's one of the lessons I had to learn. And that's a really, it's not easy to do. But what I want to say is, if you practice it, you don't have to practice it all the time during the day, but that's your new mantra. and ask the question, how can I, universe, how can I be at peace with uncertainty? And let me give you two other questions to ask the universe, and you might want to write this down if you want to. Because this is really not about a job. This is about your state of how you are experiencing your life. Because it could be a job, it could be a relationship, it could be anything, fill in the blank. And sometimes the universe talks or the universe gives us clues disguised as a job or disguised as a problem in a relationship, when in reality, the universe just wants you to be more at peace with you. And can you just open up and say, I want to be at peace with uncertainty?
I don't think this is
it's not working for you?
Yeah, I'm not able to do it. But you know, Rebecca, I'm just gonna have to keep struggling through it. That's all.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Just hold on just a second. Hold on. Because I can feel you. I can't believe I'm crying because I can feel you. And the universe doesn't want you to struggle. It really doesn't. Yeah, really. I'm going to leave you with two questions if you don't want to stay on the phone, and that's okay. I mean, I don't want to kidnap you here, but I can feel your energy really, really strong. And I must be crying because I don't know why. I don't know why, but
you're fine. I just want something to work out.
I know. But see, you're looking at it with your human eyes. You're looking at it with man-made eyes. And the universe just wants you to, they really, really want you to just let go of looking at it the way you've been looking at it. And the universe really wants you to have other perspectives. And let me just give you these two questions that I ask all the time. This is the only thing I ask of the universe. What else is possible? What else is possible? And how does it get better than this? Those are my two questions. What else is possible and how does it get better than this? And then I'm going to throw this other question into you for you. Is how do I surrender? And you don't have to struggle. You don't have to. But for whatever reason, the universe wants, you know, even struggling, you're at a place where you need to be, because from the struggle is going to come something else. And all your struggle is internal. All of your struggle is inside. It's not about the job. It's not about wanting something to happen. It's all, the struggle is all within. I love that you listen. I love that you call back. And I love that you're searching for answers. You are searching for answers because you are searching for, same thing I was searching for, is peace.
Yeah, basically, that's it. It's peace.
Yes. Yes. I mean, wouldn't it be great to be at peace with having a job or not having a job? I'm not saying the circumstance, but wouldn't it be to be at peace with whatever is going on?
It would be. It would be very nice.
Yes. And let me say something. That's where you're headed. That's where you're headed because the universe wants you at peace. And let me tell you something. You are on that path. Ooh, I just got chills. You are on that path. You're on that journey. You are going to have peace in your life regardless of what happens. And then guess what, my dear Laura? Then guess what you're going to have to do? This is one of your assignments. You're going to teach others how to get there too.
Wow. That would be really hard to do.
It's hard to do now. But guess what? This is a moment that is going to pass. It's going to be over, and there are going to be other moments. So let me give you a little bit of assignment, because some of the things that you say, you've said it more than once about it's hard to do, and I get that. I get what you're saying. But even if you don't believe it, let's start saying, this is going to be easier than I thought. Let's start switching up the language. You can still say, oh, it's going to be hard to do, but let's also add, this is going to be easier than I thought.
This is going to be easier than I thought.
Yeah.
I should use that mantra every day.
There you go. There you go.
Okay, I can do that.
Yes, of course you can. Of course you can. And again, being at peace with uncertainty, ooh-wee, that was, I can't tell you how long that took me. And I'm not saying that it's going to take, in fact, it's not going to take as long for me as it was going to take for you. I already know that. I can feel that. In fact, I'm a little bit pissed off that it's going to be easier for you than it was for me. Just a little.
It's hard to imagine that happening right now. But thank you, Rebecca. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Please call back. I love talking to you. Yeah. And you can listen, keep listening. But you know what? Your call was so, so important.
Thanks, Rebecca. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Laura. Woo-wee. Was that the best call or what? Ooh. Wow. I can't, you know, it's just so interesting that I can feel people. I mean, I just broke down feeling her energy. I don't even know where she's located. Is there anybody in the chat room that has a specific question for me about what's going on in their life? I mean, come on, you know this is what I like to do. You know I like to have specific issues. Kiwi, a specific issue? Something specific? Do we need a conversation about letting go of control? Do we need a conversation about... Let me share with you... something my son, I know he's not listening. He doesn't listen to the show. My own son doesn't listen. But he called me this week, and he calls me when he gets stuck. And he would admit it. He calls me when he gets stuck. And he was stuck on something. He was stuck on a relationship. And I said, one of the things that is, I'll get right to you. I'll get right to you, my next caller, that he was stuck is because, oh, crap, I should have told this to Laura, too. It could have helped her. But anyway, everything happens for a reason. He was stuck because he was in the future. He wasn't living in the moment. It was all about the future, the future. The future. And when you are in the future, living in the future, guess what? That subtracts from your happiness. Damn it, why didn't I say that to Laura? well, it didn't come to me, that's why. When you live in the future, when you live in the next moment, what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen next week, what's going to happen in 6 months, when you live in the future, you are subtracting from your happiness. Now listen, if you have to get on a plane, which I'm going to have to get on a plane on Wednesday, I am going to Willow Springs, Missouri. Wish me luck. I got to take some bug spray. And I'm actually a featured speaker at a women's retreat. So I look forward to that. But I have to get on a plane, and I have to get on a plane to come back. Other than that, I have no idea what's going to happen. And guess what? Don't tell anybody. I don't even care. The future? What? Why would I concentrate on the future? Why would I stress over the future? Why would I want to subtract from my happiness? We are going to Rosa Maria. Here you are. You are live on Reality Spirituality. Oops, hold on a second. Let me push the button. Welcome. And that's your name, Rosa Maria?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on with you?
A lot of drama, a lot of personal issues with the relationship I'm interested in. So whatever you can pick up, because I cleared up one of the dramas, not for them to go back and forth to get involved in our relationship. So they think that he doesn't want to be bothered with me, which he went around town to say it, but they think he doesn't see me or talk to me. I cleared that one up today.
What did you do?
I confronted the cousin, and I said, hey, you think he's not talking to me or seeing me? He goes, oh, he doesn't want to be bothered with you. I was like, that's what he told us, and in town, too. He made a big scene. I was like, and she told me that I don't pay attention to people that are false. I was like, oh, I brushed it off to make her think that I do that. I just played it off like I'm stupid.
Okay, let me say something.
If I got that one right,
because I'm feeling that you are it's just so much. I'm just getting so much. So many people are in your head. So many. And one of the big things that subtracts from happiness, and one of the things that you, not you specifically, but in general, when you have other people, I don't care who it is, mother, children, it doesn't matter, other people in your head, you're automatically subtracting from your happiness. And one of the things I feel around you, I feel a lot of drama. I feel a lot of drama, but let me say this. I feel drama coming from you. I don't feel, you know, because we all have, and just put your seatbelt on this, and I remember your energy. You've called in before, haven't you?
Right.
Yeah. What did I tell you before? Did I tell you the same thing?
Yeah, to let it go.
So let me say something, because this is going to, you know, general answers, general things with other people. What has to happen if you want any peace and you want any happiness, what has to happen is you have to focus on you. These other people, believe it or not, other people are distractions. You know how people use drugs, or people drink, or they use, they overeat, or they shop. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. No judgments, believe me. Drugs,
right.
Overeating, shopping, there's no drama, there's no judgments. But what I'm saying is, you are using all of these other people as a distraction, just like someone would use drugs as a distraction. I know that's kind of hard to hear. Well, I don't know if it's hard to hear, but it's the truth. The issue is you. The issue is no one else. Using other people as distractions. Some people use negativity. Some people use the world, the circumstances of the world, to concentrate on or to focus on, to get rid of the to not look at the real issue. The real issue, issue, my dear Rosa Maria, is you.
That's what they have an issue is with me, because, like
no,
you said.
No, no, no. You're doing it again. You're talking about other people. You said they have an issue. No, no, no. It's not about them. Every time you use the word they or them, substitute that with me, I. See, that's a practice, and this is this, and the thing is, you've been doing this for so long. It's like part of who you are, looking at other people and looking at them as the problem. So I'm going to give
so
you a
basically
solution.
Basically, I'm the problem that I caused all the basically the drama.
I'm saying
basically.
That you are causing the drama in your life. Yeah, that doesn't feel good, does it? It feels like crap, right?
No, not for me, no.
Yeah, so you're going to embrace that? You're going to agree with that?
I don't take it personally.
What, sweetie? What?
I don't take it personally. You
know
what I mean?
Yay! Wow! You know what? So let me say something. Let me say something. Now, listen. You gave yourself the answer. You just gave yourself the answer. What anybody does, you don't take it personally with me on the phone, but you're definitely taking it personally with these other people that are in your life.
Oh yeah, like the guy that called me back, like yelling at me. I'm like, I didn't take it personally.
No. See, hold on a second. See, now you're talking about somebody else again.
Right.
Whether you take it personally or not, you're still talking about other people. And as long as you talk about other people, and as long as you focus on someone else, you're not really able to get to the root of what's going on. So this is my humble suggestion. Practice, because this growing takes practice. It's just like developing any other skill. You know, a writer has to write to get. The first piece of the writing. A musician has to practice to be good on, you know, be able to play in an orchestra, an actor, or a surgeon, or listen, even the person that picks up the garbage, they have to practice using the garbage truck, you know, zoo all the way up. Everything that is a skill requires practice. So the only thing that I'm saying for you is to practice. Little times a day. Let me start off with a small amount. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a half hour. You choose the number, whatever's going to be easy for you, and practice. Not focusing on anybody. You hear your another person's name, so you start thinking, me, 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 me. I, this life is about me, this life is about me, this is what I can create, me, 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 me. Ha! What do you think?
Yeah, I'm like, true, but like right now in this town where I'm in, it's like so much issues, it's just like, get away from me, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. You're saying, no, nobody needs to get away from you. What you're saying is you want to get away from yourself, and you actually I don't know if it's and I'm just planting a seed. Your trip, all of your issues, everything that's happening, all of the solutions, you'll walk right to a mirror and look in the mirror. Anytime you're focusing on somebody else, what they did, what they said, oh, they're this, oh, they're that, guess what? It's just another drug. It's just another distraction. It's your way of not looking at the issue. You are responsible for your happiness. You are responsible for the peace in your life. Only you.
True.
Well, let's start acting like it.
Okay.
You have anything else to say about somebody else that's been bothering you?
No.
Yeah! Great answer! You get an award, you get 5 stars. That's right. Is anybody in your life that's bothering you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. No. No one can bring you up. No one can bring you down. No one can make you talk about them. All right, honey, focus on you, and focus on you are the problem and you are the solution.
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
I am the solution. So basically, I'm
understanding. No, I'm going to be really pushy and really bossy. I'm so good at being bossy. I am the problem, and I am the solution.
True. Like I said earlier today, because I'm not going to let anybody.
You're not saying it. You're not saying it.
I am the solution.
I am the problem, and I am the solution.
I am the problem, and I'm the solution.
That's your new mantra.
Got ya.
Yeah, but you know what? You said it and you said it, but you really have, you know, you have to say it a little. You have to say it. Listen, I am very, very pushy. Whew, just come in my exercise class. People love to run out. I am the problem and I am the solution.
I am the problem and I am the solution.
Okay. Call me back, okay?
Okay.
Whew, that was a tough one. Yikes. Listen, this is the whole thing. When you know the truth, sometimes the truth is really hard to hear, but I'm telling you right now, for me, the truth is my drug. The truth is going to be my freedom. Thank you, BiteRadio.me. And why am I pushy? Why? Because I want everybody to get it. Listen. I can't pretend that what I want for everybody is peace, and what I want for everybody is I really do. And yeah, and you know what? This is what I've had to discover, Robert and Kiwi. This is what I've had to discover. Sometimes I have to use my pushy voice, my exercise voice, and sometimes I have to use my soft meditation. Yes, it's right. It is because I love you guys. Oh, you're right. I really do. I really do. It's like a mommy. It's like a mommy that wants all of her children happy and wants all of her children to experience this life. And it is true. Whew, crying again. Jesus, this is the crying game show, crying reality spirituality. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. But they're happy tears. They are happy tears. And so, did you realize how hard it was for her to say, I am the problem and I am the solution? Okay, let's back up to me, because I'm not going to talk about anybody, especially if they're not on the line. But for me, the truth, I'm telling you, it is not only it's my drug, it's what excites me, it's what turns me on. Why? Because the truth is my freedom. Truth is freedom. Look in the mirror. I am the problem. I am the solution. I have all the answers. All the answers. And guess what? I don't have to read a book. I don't have to call a talk show. I mean, listen, I'm here to like guide, but all of your answers are inside. That's my message today. Wow, what a great show. Is there any other questions that my listeners, I have a few people in the queue, but they don't want to speak. I love this Rebecca Pushy. Yes! Listen, I love it. And the truth shall set you free. Do you have a question? Does anybody have a question in the chat? If not, I'm going to wrap up this show. And I want to share with my new listeners that you can find me online, RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington. My latest book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. You can order it on my website. It's $19.95, free shipping in the USA. Again, I will be out of town. I will be going to, if you want to, you know, I'll post it on my Facebook where I'm going. Again, Willow Springs, Missouri. Here we come. Women that have never met me, here I come, rolling into Missouri. What a great show today. I love all of my callers. Reality Spirituality, I just want to remind you that you want to email me, you can at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like my Reality Spirituality Facebook page. And my dear audience, I want you to remember that you are a physical extension of the universe. The universe experiences this world through you. Through you. You're always growing. You're always changing. Love is patient. And love is kind. Be kind and be patient to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again. I'm going to be off. I'll probably... What am I going to do? I'm going to have to ask Robert about this, if I can replay a show on when I'm not here, because I'm not going to be here next weekend. Anyway, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Talk to you again in 2 weeks. Love you all. Have a great week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
Reality,
baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Time to get real.